Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Chamber Radio Studio located in the lower level of our offices at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, I am thrilled. We have a very special program for you this Saturday morning. Our guest is NCAA champion wrestler, NCAA champion coach, and the executive producer of the six-part documentary series called The Duel, which will premiere next month. Coach Gibbons, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for carving out a little bit of time on your Saturday morning to join us over here in Sioux City. I know that we're going to see you on Saturday, November 4th, for one of just a handful of premieres of your new documentary series. And I know that tickets are going to go very, very quickly as well. We'll talk about that throughout the course of our half hour together this morning. But Jim, before we get there, I want to make sure that as we do each Saturday morning, we introduce our guest to our listening audience. If you'd be so kind, tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I grew up, Chris, in Ames, Iowa, right? Like a lot of these guys that are in this docuseries that we're doing here, and a native Iowan. And, you know, my parents, we lived there pretty much most of our lives here, went to school, Ames High School, and they won a few state championships there, and then ended up going on to Iowa State. Or, you know, you mentioned I was a national champion, and I, at a very young age of 25, was able to get the job at Iowa State. And, you know, that's head wrestling coaching job. And then what we've done is we've kind of created this little time capsule that goes back 35 years to 1986. We visit with all these guys that were part of this big dual meet back in the day. And we had 17 to 20 guys talk to us. Coach Gable and I sit down together. A couple of the other guys that competed against each other came together. But pretty neat project for a C student from Ames High.
Well, you were an A-plus wrestler. You may have been a C student, but you were one heck of a wrestler and a very successful coach. And again, we'll get into that extensively and what the six-part docu-series is all about. But before we get there, Jim, you not only did you win a couple of state titles as a high schooler, as a prep in the state of Iowa, which has always enjoyed a very strong wrestling tradition. Iowa boasts some of the finest high school wrestlers in the nation. They certainly dominated 35 years ago when you were coming up. But not only did you win titles, your little brother Joe is a four-time state champion. Your little brother Jeff, I believe, was a two-timer. What was in the water in your family that led to such success?
Well, whatever it did, it probably shrunk us, okay, because we were little 98-pounders, and I think Jeff was the youngest, was the only one that didn't wrestle that weight class. But, you know, when you grow up and you're small and you have aspirations of being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that's, but you're 80 pounds as a seventh grader, you're probably not going to make that. And our dad basically channeled us into a sport that was perfect for us and perfect for our family. And we ended up winning 10 state titles, which is still a record today that hopefully we broke sometime, but that hasn't been, that stood for quite a long time. So we were 40-1 down in Des Moines here at the state wrestling tournament, which was pretty amazing, and particularly in Class 3A.
And you have an older brother that wrestled as well. Is that right?
Well, actually, people think he's my older brother, but he's actually younger, right? So my brother Tim won a state championship his sophomore year, and it was tough for him. And we have a little joke in our family that you know what you call the first Gibbons brother to quit wrestling?
I'm waiting for that answer.
Doctor.
Yes, yes. If I remember right, an orthopedic surgeon, is that right?
Yeah, he's an orthopedic surgeon in Mason City, and very accomplished, and had a great career there. But also was military, like you were, Chris, and he was over in Iraq at Desert Storm and actually won a Bronze Star over there.
Well,
his work in the medical community.
We thank him for his service. And you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is NCAA champion wrestler, NCAA champion coach, and the executive producer of a six-part documentary series entitled The Duel. And Jim, tell us, I know that you were an outstanding wrestler at Iowa State. In fact, I grew up watching you on Iowa Public Television, watching you compete. The history of IPTV in this state with college wrestling, with Chuck Patton, with Doug Brown, with Tim Johnson, is something so many of us can relate to. And I'm wondering, did you grow up watching that before you were participating and competing on IPTV?
Yeah, you know, I grew up in the 70s. So, we were, public television was just starting to get going there with doing some of the big meets. And they were a big part of some of the big duels that I was in between Iowa and Iowa State. And, we couldn't have come close to even doing this if it wasn't for public television doing this back in the day. They end up being kind of a character in this story. We were blessed back then to have this type of footage. You know, wrestling is pretty tough in other states like Oklahoma and Pennsylvania back then, but they don't have anything like this in Ohio. But they don't have anything like this because wrestling wasn't carried on TV the way it was back in the day when IPTV was doing it. So, these were statewide broadcasts. It was something unique. And all these kids grew up. And if you think back to that time era that, in 86, I think it was 15 of the last 17 NCAA championships were won by one of these two programs, Iowa or Iowa State. And Dan Gable was going for his ninth in a row in that season, which ended up accomplishing that feat. And what one of the things that they'll probably always be known for, and we'll talk about that a lot more at our night with Dan Gable on the 4th of November. But, it's just that set the table. So what we kind of created here is a time capsule of that era. Yes, public television was a huge part of it. We couldn't have done it without that footage. So we have guys, sitting down together in some instances, watching these matches together for the first time. We had 17 of the 20 guys that wrestled in this meet are going to talk to us. And then the significance of it is just how credentialed these guys end up being in their career. We have 12 guys in this meet of 20 wrestlers that won 16 NCAA titles. And we had 29 NCAA finalist appearances. We had 44 All-Americans, and 11 of them were from the state of Iowa. And yes, they grew up watching public television, and that's why, like I said, they were a significant part of the history of our sport.
Jim, it's a fascinating history. It's a truly unique Iowa history. I have watched some of those old duels, and believe it or not, they were broadcasting some of our duels in places like Pennsylvania and Kansas, which is quite remarkable. But in the final couple of minutes of the first half of our program today, this event enjoys premieres or will enjoy premieres around the state of Iowa. This is the only event in Western Iowa, and it's slated for Saturday, November 4th. At the RE/MAX City Center. Tickets are available by going to the National Wrestling Hall of Fame website, Dan Gable Museum. Folks, there's only 199 tickets, and so they're going to go fast. And so if you're listening and you're interested or you have family or friends that will be interested, please tell them to act very quickly. Jim, in the second half of the program, I'm going to ask you where the idea came from, but if you could quickly summarize where you're doing premieres throughout the state, that would be great.
Yeah, we're going to get started next week here, next Tuesday, and we're going to start at the Dan Gable Museum. We did a few of our interviews at the museum. Of course, Coach Gable, Mike Doty, Jim Miller, of course, very helpful. They'll be there at Sioux City. The thing that makes the Sioux City event unique is that they'll be on the November 4th, but we're also going to have Gable will be there. Jim Miller will be there. Mike Doty, the staff there at the museum. It's going to be a night with Dan Gable. The one in the museum is we're going to show episode 3 in Waterloo. In episode 1, we're going to show in Waukee. We're doing that to the Palms Theater in Waukee. And we're finishing off in mid-November, November 15th in Iowa City at the Hilton Garden Inn. We got a capacity for about 200 people there. And then in the stadium, Jack Trice Stadium, we're going to do November 17th, the Friday before the Texas football game, in the Sioux Cup end zone. We've got room for 400. Maybe as we might be able to get 500 in there, but we're going to watch that in the beautiful facility that they have there. So we're really excited about these premieres. You know, it's, you know, Chris, it's like coaching somebody, you know, that you know, if you feel like, gosh, this guy's really coming on, he's getting an opportunity, you know, that he's looking tough, and wouldn't be surprised if he wins state, wouldn't be surprised if he wins the nationals or whatever. That's kind of the feeling we have about the project that we've been involved with here for the duel, because nothing like this has ever been done in our sport, where 35 years later, number one versus number two, the significance of Dan Gable's coaching career going for 9 in a row. We end up beating him in this duel, but having all these guys talk about this reverently towards each other, the rivalry, everything about these two programs, it's been a great thing to be a part of.
Well, and it's such a uniquely Iowa story. You're listening to Gross Hooland on KSCJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest is former NCAA champion and NCAA champion coach Jim Gibbons of Iowa State University, who serves as the executive producer for a 6-part documentary series called The Duel. There will be a premiere of The Duel with Coach Gibbons and legendary Dan Gable, as well as the director of this documentary, John Myers of Eagle Grove, Iowa, on Saturday, November 4th in Sioux City. And after a short commercial break, we'll come back and discuss more of those details. We'll be right back after this short commercial message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. And if you're looking for economic development on Grow Siouxland today, you have it, but you have it in a unique fashion. Today, we're talking about the many, many people who will descend upon Sioux City to see the premiere of The Duel, a 6-part documentary series produced by executive producer Jim Gibbons, the former NCAA champion, wrestler, and coach. And Coach Gibbons, I've had the chance to see all of the episodes. I don't know how it could have turned out any better. I'm sure you're very pleased with the final product, but tell us where the idea came from.
Well, you know, I have a longtime friend of mine, John Myers, okay? And John is an interesting cat. He grew up in Eagle Grove, which is, we all know, the cradle of wrestling civilization in the state of Iowa. That's where Dan Gable's coach came from, Coach Siddons. And so he called me up, and a longtime friend of mine. Actually, we met through, I knew him when he wrestled at Nebraska. He wrestled at Nebraska in 86 and 87, qualified for nationals. So he was aware of this era of wrestling. And during COVID, he's out there, you know, working in L.A. He's done, you know, some major projects. But anyway, he's always been my go-to guy when I wanted to, you know, I bounce things off of here with my broadcast career and all that, because he's, you know, just knows the industry. So he called me up during COVID. Tom Hanks gets COVID, right? All of Hollywood shuts down. This is a guy that needs about 4 hours of sleep. He calls me up one morning and he says, "Hey man, I just been in a rabbit hole here, and I ended up watching this duel between Iowa and Iowa State on the Iowa State University archive site." "Oh, really? This is the most, I don't remember this at all, but you, what do you remember about the meet, Jim?" And I go, "You know, it was kind of a bad memory for us, because, you know, we won the meet, but we, you know, ended up not doing so well at the nationals, blah, blah, blah." And so ended up, it goes, "Well, I we've talked about doing something creative before, you and I, well, let's do something with this. And I kind of called his bluff a little bit, and I go, well, if we do it, you know, who are we going to talk to? Well, maybe we can talk to three or four guys or whatever, see, and just kind of get a backdrop and do something that we can drop out there. And he goes, I go, well, if we're going to do it, let's talk to everybody. You know, I knew how much work it would end up being. And he called my bluff, and we went out and went to 9 states, talked to 17 of the 20 wrestlers that wrestled in this thing, the assistant coaches, Mark Johnson for Iowa, Ed Bannick for Iowa State. And we talked, Gable and I got together and did it. My brother and Kevin Dresser did it. We had Royce and Bill, Royce Alger and Bill Tate wrestled at 158. Just hilarious guys getting together. But it ends up being just a very interesting time capsule about the Iowa State wrestling rivalry. I think we get a chance to see Dan Gable like we've never seen him before. People who have wrestled for him will recognize him, but he gets very introspective about his time back then. And, you know, but if there's anything that he'll always be known for, and that's the 9 in a row, 9 national titles in a row. And this becomes a very interesting look into his career at that time. And it's the two cultures of the program. We end up winning a national title the next year. We don't really go into that too much, but, you know, there's about 11 story arcs that develop after the last hand is raised. And like I said, we went to 9 states to visit all these guys. And once we came away with 4,000 minutes worth of interviews, John edited it and basically produced it from that point forward. And we just, you know, we've had this thing cleaned up. And we, you know, when I say cleaned up, the man that did the final color on this has won 22 Emmys, Stephen P. Arkell. And Yessian Music sound is our equal heavyweights, Michael Yessian, so in the industry. So we've got, these are people that do Super Bowl commercials. So it's a quality technical product. My job as executive producer was mainly to get everybody together. And our whole overarching experience was to make sure that this is fun and cool, because I think wrestling in the 80s was fun and cool.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Jim Gibbons. Jim is the former NCAA champion at 134 pounds. He also led the Iowa State Cyclones to an NCAA title in 1987, upsetting Dan Gable and the Iowa Hawkeyes as they were on their quest for an NCAA record 10th title in a row, that upset in College Park, Maryland. Jim is the executive producer of a 6-part documentary series that will be premiered in Sioux City, Iowa on Saturday, November 4th. Mark your calendars, get your tickets now, visit the Dan Gable Museum at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Their website will make tickets available. There are only 199 tickets for this event, so you're going to want to move quickly. There's a VIP social at 5 p.m. You can reach out to Mike Doty, the development director of the Hall of Fame, if you're interested in being a VIP sponsor. There's a social for all those in attendance at 6 p.m., a screening of episode number 5 of the 6-part series at 7 p.m., and immediately following that 1-hour-and-15-minute episode 5, Jim Gibbons, Dan Gable, and director John Myers of Eagle Grove, Iowa, now of California, will be together on stage for a Q&A. And Jim, you've set this event up in a way that it is sincerely and genuinely a can't-miss event for anyone who's a fan of college wrestling or grew up watching Iowa Public Television.
Well, I tell you what, the reason why we're coming to Sioux City are two things. We want to help out the Gable Museum. And Dan has been instrumental, and obviously you can't do something like this without Coach Gable. And it morphs into a story about, you know, Coach Gable and the 9 in a row. And but your help in this thing and the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce's support on this has been fantastic. And we weren't going to do a screening event without about going to Sioux City and to thanking you all the way through this process. So you were helpful in a lot of instrumental ways here that we couldn't thank you enough. And the least we could do is show up in Sioux City and make this work. So thank you, Chris, and thank you to the people of Sioux City. And again, this is more than just wrestling, right? Again, 35 years later, when you hear these people talk about their rivals almost reverently, it gives you a good, warm feeling about growing up in the state of Iowa, which 11 of these athletes did. course, Dan and I are from Iowa, and the commonality that goes on there. It's just a good Iowa story. But I think anybody that's ever had a rival or been part of a rivalry is going to enjoy what we put together, and we're really excited about bringing it.
Jim, in the final 2.5 minutes that we have together this morning, for those who want to attend the event, again, they can visit the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum website, purchase their tickets online there. There's also going to be at this event, the Gable Museum is going to bring over a fair amount of their merchandise for sale. There's going to be a silent auction of wrestling memorabilia as well. But for those who want to see all six parts, how do they go about doing so?
Well, what we've done, Chris, is we've got on the major streaming platforms, all right? So two things. Number one is it's paid for, and we are basically going to put it on these streaming platforms behind a paywall, all right, at Amazon, Google Play, Apple Plus, YouTube TV, those type of streaming platforms. It's going to be $2.99 an episode. We're going to try to get that out in mid-November. And at in November, later in November, hopefully before the Iowa State dual meet, it's going to be available for all six episodes for $9.99. And we are basically taking the proceeds that we get from that doesn't go to the streaming platforms, and putting it into the Duel Foundation. And we're going to help try to support some of these guys that were part of this and still active in coaching and helping out little kids programs and high school programs and all that. And we've got some generous benefactors here that have helped us out, Fairway being one of them. The Iowa USA Wrestling, we've got some individual contributions to our foundation, which are going to help us. Gable Beer, we're a collaborating sponsor with them. We've got some other promotional sponsors. Obviously, the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce is big with this, too. So we're just looking forward to it. We're looking forward to getting out and telling this unique Iowa story. And, that's going to land us on these streaming platforms. Like I said, we're excited about bringing it, and we're putting the proceeds into our foundation. And we just think that people are going to enjoy this time capsule of wrestling, what ended up being, 38 years ago now, and at a great time, because these two programs at that point in time ended up winning 15 of the last 17 national titles, and it ended up being 17 of the last 19, right, with 86 and 87. So a time where we dominated, and there's a reason why University of Iowa leads in attendance, and Iowa State, even though they haven't been in the top 10 in a while, all right, it was number three. It's because of the foundation, the fact that people care about this. They love to see their Iowans compete, and Iowa State's bringing a little bit more punch to the rivalry right now, and should be pretty fun.
Well, Jim, it's going to be outstanding, and I can't believe how quickly a half an hour passes, but we do have to wrap up. I want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us on Grow Siouxland this morning. I also want to give a shout-out to Dustin Miller, the Pocket Diesel with the Nymaster Law Firm in Des Moines, Iowa, for all of his help, legal advice during the production of this six-part documentary series. Folks, want to tell you, get your tickets now. Saturday, November 4th at the RE/MAX City Center in Sioux City. Visit the Dan Gable Wrestling Museum at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame website to get your tickets now. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, November 4th. Jim, thanks for being our guest. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Chris. Enjoyed it.
We'll be back next Saturday morning on Grow Siouxland. Make it a great weekend.